Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. I find that as I go through the Old Testament, and especially those prophetic books surrounding Israel's times of trouble, that those things are very applicable. Those books and the things written therein are very applicable to the nation there that I live in today, a nation blessed by the Almighty, a nation that started out with a government founded upon the principles that that are in the Scripture itself, principles derived from the Scripture itself, a nation that had such a blessed beginning. Joel chapter 1 and verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. So this is something, we're seeing something that hasn't been seen before. And when we see it, we're to take note of it, and to tell our children and our children's children. We're coming into a time where I believe that America, the land where I sit right now, North America, is going to see trouble like it's never seen trouble before. We'll see it in my lifetime. I'm assured of that. And mainly, well, because America deserves to be judged. You look around, America had a wake-up call. I guess 911 was that wake-up call. Yes, something perpetrated behind the scenes by the very government that we're in. That's worse than being attacked by foreigners from without. That they blamed it on foreigners without is even worse. And that most people, well, probably half the people believe the lies. And of the other half, a very small number really care. Most people just don't care. They go on, and yes, they got excited for a little while, and they all went to church for a couple weeks, and they put up signs and flags and said, God bless America, and all of the popular patriotism came out. But it all died away, and everyone went back to their idolatry. They said, God bless America, and there was one guy who said, America bless God, then God will bless America. People got angry. Yes. People got angry when someone said that. Well, I say it too. Yeah. America bless God. Then God will bless America. America will continue along its idolatrous course. History seems to repeat itself over and over. But that doesn't mean you as an individual cannot repent. And that's what we're looking for. Individuals to repent. We're all going to die anyway. The sentence has not been lifted. When he said in the beginning, you shall surely die, and we're all born with that same death sentence, we shall surely die. Eternity is at stake. And perhaps your safety is at stake during the times of trouble to come, the safety of you and your family. Do you know what to do? Can you be an example? Can you lead them to the kingdom of God and to eternal life through the Messiah? Because you could be taken in a moment. A big city could go up in a mushroom cloud tomorrow, next week, 5 years from now. Do you believe those things will happen? Many people believe they will. It's just a matter of time. It's happened before. It'll happen again. America is ripe for judgment. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. And here we see destruction upon destruction. A bad thing comes, a bad thing happens, and it's called the Palmer worm. It comes, and the people suffer loss. But before relief comes, before recovery comes, guess what? The locust comes and eats that which the Palmer worm left. So we have more destruction coming upon destruction. More loss upon loss. And so the locusts leave and everybody goes, oh man, finally it's over. But just when it's over, guess what? That which the locust hath left, hath the canker worm eat. Another disaster, another catastrophe, another invasion, another natural disaster hits. And that which the locust left, now the canker worm is eaten. And so we get through that disaster, disaster upon disaster, upon natural disaster, upon invasion, upon man-made disaster. Right on the foot, the heels of one comes another. That which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. What does it mean? Well, that's what it means. That one affliction, one invasion, one natural disaster upon another, and there's nothing you can do about it. When the locusts came into Egypt, what could they do? This little critter, I mean, if there's one, you know, or if I have a little invasion in my yard or termites or ants or something, I'd put out a little bait and get rid of them. But when they come like a flood, like a cloud upon the land, what can you do? You can't just step on them. You can't get out enough DDT or whatever insecticide at the, and besides that, the stores will be empty. You know, what it's saying here is that you'll have no control. There's nothing you can do but sit back and watch and try to survive through it. One disaster after another, invasion after another, natural disaster after a flood, after a hailstorm, after a drought, one after another. That's what Joel is telling the children of Israel. That which the palmer worm hath left, the locust have eaten. That which the locust leave, the canker worm eats. That which the canker worm eats, the caterpillar is going to eat. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because there's not going to be any new wine for your mouth. And all you pharmaceutical addicts out there, there's not going to be any more pharmaceuticals at the drugstore for you. And all you smokers of cigarettes, there's not going to be any cigarettes to smoke. What are you going to do? Awake, you drunkards, and weep and howl because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Whatever your addiction, whatever you've taken pleasure in, it's all going to be cut off from your mouth. You know, I got a better idea. Cut it off now. Obey the Almighty. Leave those things behind. Stop wasting your life on the fulfillment of the lusts of the flesh. All of these things are going to be cut off. And if you miss out on judgment, they'll be cut off when you die. And then where are you going to be? With all your false assurances from all your false prophets and preachers and teachers out there told you, oh, don't worry about a thing. God's law is nailed to the cross. Don't worry about a thing. Go ahead, continue in your lust. Just come to church. Yes, once saved, always saved. And you have a false assurance of salvation. Yeah, it's true. Once saved, always saved. But is your salvation a delusion? Well, look around. Are the fruits meet for repentance evident in your life? How about the fruit of the Spirit? Is that yours? Is it evident in your life, the fruit of the Spirit? Where is it? Look around. Or is it just new wine and drugs and cigarettes and all of the lusts of the flesh and the adulteries and the fornications? Is that all? Is that the fruit of your life? Judge honestly. Look for the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, self-control. Are those missing? Have they been replaced by new wine, pharmakia, adultery, fornication, liquor, pornography, cigarettes? Just name your poison. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, all ye that seek only to fulfill the lusts of your flesh continually because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up upon my land, strong without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion. So now he's going to go into some detail. What is this? What is this locust, palmer worm, and canker worm, and caterpillar? What is this? A nation has come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. Sounds like an invading army to me. Will they come in? What happens when your land is invaded? All of the joys, all of the simple lusts that you fulfilled every day are going to flee, and you're going to be in misery. All of you addicts out there, what are you going to do when you can't feed your need? For a nation has come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. Yes, they stripped the bark off the fig tree. A fig tree can't grow figs. That means the fruit of the vine, the wine. The vine is laid waste. No grapes, no raisins, no wine, no new wine, no figs. He hath made it clean bare and hath cast it away, and the branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. They will mourn. This is talking about the priest temple sacrifice system, but we can just carry it over today. They have their own priest temple system going here with their big buildings that they built on 501c3 tax-deductible state donations by virtue of getting in bed with the state. Let them mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourneth. For the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. You know, I'm certainly glad, as the scripture says, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. But what is the joy of the world? Well, they joy in some good things like family and the good things, all the gift that God gives, even the most evil men, enjoyment in life. Yeah, even the pleasure of sin is a gift from God, because pleasure is a gift from God. That they take and they take pleasure in unrighteousness is a perversion of the gift of God, but they credit themselves. Oh, we have brought this all upon ourselves. We have made heaven on earth here. Yes, America, heaven on earth. And they take credit to themselves, not giving thanks to God for all the good. Because, well, I read the scripture, and I believe it's true when it says that all good things come from God. And that means all. All means all. That's all means. If all good things come from God, how can a man take credit for anything good? See, that's called self-righteousness. That's what the world thinks out there. They think, I'm a good man, because they look at the good things in their life, the good things they've done, the good things they've enjoyed, but they deny the God who gave them the good, and they take credit for that good themselves. That's called self-righteousness. Certainly, God's not going to let me burn in hell. I'm a good man. And after all, I'm better than that guy over. I'm better than Barack Obama. I'm better than Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm better than that guy over there. I'm a good man. Certainly, God's not going to let me go to hell with him. See, that's called self-righteousness. The good man gives God thanks. And he says, oh, there but for the grace of God go I. He gives credit where it's due. All good things come from God. Oh, blessed be the name of Yahuwah. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who has given me good things that I don't deserve. His mercy and his goodness, it endures forever. I can take credit for nothing. It's his righteousness that brings forth the works, the fruit of repentance in his life, in my life. It's his righteousness, not my own. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, and howl, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, the fig tree languishes, all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Make sure that your joy is in him, and that the joy of the Lord is your strength, not the joy in all of the things and all the good things that you would take credit to yourself for. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Howl, you ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. We're talking about terrible times here. You know, you have these disasters, these calamities come one upon the other. And just when you think you're having relief, something else comes and takes what's left away. And when you think you're going to get through that, more comes. That's what's coming upon America. These are the times that we're entering into. Time is short. And Satan knows he has but a little while. That's right. And he has a plan. And his plan is to bring his numbering system on the whole earth. It works so well in America, people just lined up and volunteered. Yes, socialism. Voluntary socialism. It's now going to change. When they get through this and they bring in, they tear down their Federal Reserve note, their world reserve currency, to replace it with the new one, it's not going to be voluntary. They're going to enforce it. That's what the scripture tells us. That's what's coming. But before that comes, disaster and judgment are coming. There will be places to be safe. But how do you find those places? If you're not led by his spirit, you're going to be led into disaster. If you have a false assurance of your salvation and your life is not bringing forth the fruit of repentance, if the fruit of the spirit is not evident in your life, if you don't obey him now, how are you going to hear him when disaster comes? How are you going to be led by him if you're not allowing him to lead you now? Oh, yeah. You're going to find yourself in derision and confusion, and fear is going to come upon you. You're going to be one of those that's going to cry out to the rocks, fall on me, I wish I were dead. Where is the rapture? Why can't I escape? Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, was the day of the Lord, and as a day of destruction from the Almighty it shall come. Yes, I think for America, the day of the Lord is at hand. This is the call. This is it. As it was, all of these things were an example for us. Should we be treated any different as a nation? Yes, he had his remnant. There were people that were safe. There were people who made it through the destructions and the desolations. And there will be until the end comes for the next 60 years. Will people be able to live through the 40 years Inquisition, the final 40 years before the Messiah comes, when the Antichrist and his Mark of the Beast monetary system with the second beast and the image have full sway in the earth and are forcing everyone, yes, enforcing their world communism, communist fascist system upon the whole earth? Will there be safety? Yeah, there will be safety. God's people, the people called by his name, the people that are living in his kingdom, seated in heavenly places. Many of them will give up their lives, yeah, will be martyred, but many of them will survive too, in safety, in wilderness, in hidden places, from the face of the beast. The beast will be kept in enough confusion for some people to be safe. The Heavenly Father has always kept the beast, the enemy, in confusion enough to keep a remnant safe through any trials and tribulation and travail upon the earth. Haven't you read it? 1,000 at thy right hand might fall, and 10,000 at thy left, yet it will not come near you. Who's he talking about? He's talking about those that are led by his Spirit, who he chooses to keep safe through whatever may come. And those people at the same time are willing to lay down their life at any time, because they know, they believe, they have faith, they walk by faith, they believe in the promises of the Almighty God. They believe in the resurrection of the dead. As Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he'll raise me up at the last day when the trump sounds. That's right. So it doesn't matter if I live to that day and I'm one of those that's changed in the moment in the twinkling of an eye, or if I'm one of the dead in Christ that will rise first. It doesn't matter. I believe. I have faith. I know that my Redeemer liveth with all of his elect from all time. Yes, from Adam and Eve to Job to John the Baptist to me, to the very last man that accepts the Messiah before he comes. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back after the news.